You've joined us for a deep dive today, and we're diving straight into something that, well, resonates with so many. That feeling of being at a standstill, kind of unsure of the next move. You shared that feeling with us, that sense of being, you know, lost on the map, and we wanted to dedicate this session to helping you maybe chart a course forward.
It's a truly common human experience, that moment of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Our usual response is often to look for a quick escape or maybe just push through the discomfort.
Yeah, just grit your teeth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what if there was a more strategic, maybe a more thoughtful way to navigate these pivotal moments?
And that's where this thing called the Clarity Lab method comes into play. It's not really about wishful thinking or, you know, sheer willpower, although those can be helpful sometimes.
Sure.
Instead, it offers a structured framework for, like, dissecting those complex personal decisions. Think of it as a mental toolkit to help you identify the core of the issue, not just trimming the branches.
And for this exploration, we have a fascinating pair of resources. We've got an overview detailing the Clarity Lab method itself, its underlying principles, and some practical applications.
Oh, okay.
And then to ground this in a real-world scenario, we're looking at a situation shared on the NordJobs subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
A very, very relatable career predicament.
Exactly. A recent graduate computer science degree landed a job. Sounds good so far.
Right.
But it's in the freight industry, like way off from their passion. They're feeling really unfulfilled, facing long hours, even weekend work.
Working Saturdays on air freight, yeah.
Yeah, and just feeling miserable and isolated. They want to quit, understandably, but they're also worried about their savings, which are pretty low.
Only about 2,000 pounds left after getting a car and license, I think.
Right. So our aim today is to really dig into how the principles and structure of the Clarity Lab method might offer potential pathways for you, someone grappling with that same what now question, much like this person on Reddit.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's unpack this using the first lane of the Clarity Lab method. Explore together. Now, this isn't about just accepting the immediate feeling that I want to quit my job impulse.
Which is strong, I bet.
Oh, totally. But it's about digging deeper to understand the fundamental issues at play. The crucial first step is to look beneath your immediate frustration. Don't just treat the symptom, diagnose the root cause. It's about asking why until you, you know, hit bedrock.
It's interesting to consider how easily we focus on the obvious symptoms. The Reddit user clearly states their problem. I want to quit my job. And look, that's a completely understandable reaction given how unhappy they are and the impact it's having.
Absolutely.
But the Clarity Lab method encourages us to ask, is that the real problem, or is it maybe a consequence of something more fundamental?
It's like having a fever, right? The fever is the symptom, but the real issue could be an infection, exhaustion, something else entirely.
Exactly.
Just taking fever reducers doesn't actually fix what's causing the problem.
And the Clarity Lab method documentation really hammers this home. It emphasizes the importance of defining what the real problem is, rather than reacting to surface-level symptoms. Mm. We see this in their example, the one about the product manager who felt stuck in a job.
Right.
Initially, you might just assume the problem is simply the job itself. Bad fit, maybe bad boss.
But as they use this explore together approach, they realize the core issue wasn't the job title or the company, but actually a deeper need for purpose and creative autonomy. That's a much more profound understanding, isn't it?
It really is.
So how can we make sure we don't just settle for the surface level problem when we're feeling stuck like that?
That's the key question.
Hmm.
If we apply this lens to our Reddit user, we can start asking, beyond just wanting to leave, what are their underlying needs? The post actually gives us some clues.
Yeah.
They mention a passion for computer science, finding their IT internship harder, but much more rewarding.
That's a big one.
Huge. And a clear lack of interest in their current role in freight.
They also talk about the toll on their personal life, no time for friends, feeling isolated. And the pressure from parents to just get any job probably played a role in taking this one.
Definitely sounds like it. So this raises an important question for you, the listener, and for our Reddit user. What are the core needs that aren't being met right now? Is it the lack of intellectual stimulation, something related to their comp sci background?
Or maybe feeling like they're not contributing, no sense of purpose.
Could be. Or is it the hit to their social life and just general well-being? Or more likely some combination of all these things. Explore together is exactly that process, that thoughtful self-questioning and identifying what's really missing.
Okay, so we've started peeling back the layers, getting beyond just, I hate my job. Now we move to the second lane of the Clarity Lab method, elaborate. Now, this isn't about jumping straight to solutions, but about widening our perspective, maybe testing out potential pathways. Feeling trapped really limits your vision, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Elaborate is about actively expanding your perceived options through, like, low-stakes experiments and gathering info. Think, test, and learn before you make a big leap.
Exactly. The elaborate stage is about moving beyond that feeling of being boxed in. Our Reddit user clearly feels stuck between a job they really dislike and these very real worries about quitting without much money or a clear plan B.
Yeah, they even say they're unsure if they should quit.
And that's a completely understandable place to be. When you're in a tough spot, it can feel like you only have one or two bad options.
Right, this or that, both seem bad.
But the Clarity Lab method encourages us to identify multiple possible futures, as the documentation puts it. Don't assume there are only two doors.
Look for door number 3, 4, 5?
Kind of. Look at the product manager example again. They didn't just up and quit hoping for the best.
No.
They actively explored different possibilities through small experiments and by talking to mentors. That let them check out potential new directions without making a huge immediate commitment.
Okay, so how might our Reddit user, and maybe you, listener, apply this elaborate idea? Even with not much time or energy, there seem to be concrete ways to investigate options before handing in that notice.
Well, it's interesting how their past experiences could be useful here. They mentioned that rewarding IT internship. That's a significant clue.
Definitely.
The elaborate stage could involve, say, reaching out to contacts from that internship for informational interviews, just informal chats, you know, learn about different roles, different companies in IT. It's low pressure, gathers info, and might even spark that passion again.
They could also maybe look into online communities or resources related to computer science, maybe find online courses, even short ones, just to brush up skills or explore new areas that sound exciting.
For sure. And even small personal projects in CompSci could help. Not necessarily aiming for a big portfolio piece right away, but just to re-engage with the subject, remind themselves what they actually enjoy about it.
Reconnect with the why.
Exactly. These small explorations can build momentum and give much better clarity about what kind of work would actually feel fulfilling.
And the crucial point here, as the Clarity Lab method stresses, is aligning these potential next steps with those core needs we talked about in Explore Together.
Right.
Like if a new IT job pays more but still lacks that sense of purpose or the right kind of challenge, maybe it's not the best long-term fix either.
Precisely. It's about experimenting and gathering info in a way that helps you refine your understanding of what truly matters to you in your work life. You're testing hypotheses about your own needs.
All right, so we've explored the problem, we've elaborated on possibilities, now we hit the final lane, land and scale. This is where we shift towards making informed decisions and actually developing a concrete plan of action.
Yeah, getting practical. The Reddit user mentioned planning to stick it out for another 2-3 months. Now, while that might feel like just, you know, enduring.
Grinding it out.
That time frame can actually be used really strategically. They can proactively apply these land and scale principles during that time.
Exactly. Instead of just watching the calendar, they can use these next few months to build an actionable roadmap, kind of like that product manager in the example who managed a confident career pivot.
So a key opportunity here is to define specific, small, achievable steps within that 2-3 month window. Maybe dedicate, say, 2 hours every Saturday morning to refining their resume and LinkedIn profile.
Okay, manageable.
Highlighting the IT experience, emphasizing the passion for computer science.
Even committing just a few hours a week to networking, maybe connecting with people in IT on LinkedIn, like you said, could be a really valuable step. They could frame those initial chats as just learning, keeping the pressure low to start.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't there a risk that just sticking it out for months without a clear plan could actually make them feel more helpless and like drain their energy for taking action later?
That's a really fair point.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key difference here is the intentionality.
Instead
of passively waiting, they'd be actively working towards a specific goal, even if it's just information gathering or prep work initially. And crucially, land and scale involves making a realistic financial plan.
Especially with only 2,000 pounds saved.
Exactly. They need to clearly figure out their expenses, how long that money would last if they did quit. Understanding the financial picture clearly will help their decision making and probably lower some of that anxiety.
So it's about moving from that feeling of being overwhelmed and uncertain to a place where decisions feel clearer, more committed. But as the Clarity Lab method also points out, land and scale isn't about carving a plan in stone, right?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating a roadmap that allows for flexibility, for learning as you go.
Okay.
The initial decision might be, say, I'll start applying for IT roles in month two. But as they actually do that, they might learn new things about the job market or even about their own preferences, and the plan can adapt. It's iterative.
Good point. And it's worth just quickly remembering that this Clarity Lab method isn't only for individuals wrestling with career stuff.
True.
Our source material shows how its core ideas can work for teams and organizations, too.
Yeah, it's interesting how the fundamental principles hold up across different scales.
Yeah.
For that sauce team example, feeling like they weren't having an impact, it still starts with explore together to find the root cause. Maybe they were disconnected from user value.
Okay.
Then elaborate becomes reframing their purpose, and land and scale could mean redesigning workflows to actually bring in user feedback more directly.
And that example of the government department trying to be more user-centered with their digital services, it just shows how broadly this structured thinking can apply.
Definitely.
Whether it's a personal fork in the road or a big organizational shift, the method seems to provide that essential framework for getting clear and taking purposeful steps.
Ultimately, the Clarity Lab method offers a pretty robust structure for navigating those inevitable moments of uncertainty, just like the situation our Reddit user is in. It doesn't promise a magic wand or instant answers.
No quick fixes.
No quick fixes. But it does equip you with a well-defined process, a way to understand your real needs and identify potential next steps that actually feel meaningful.
So for you, the listener, maybe navigating your own what now moment right now, consider this. How might applying just that first lens, explore together, to your own challenges, reveal a deeper understanding of what truly matters to you?
Mm-hmm.
It could be that critical first step in setting you on a more intentional, maybe more fulfilling path forward, even before you start thinking about specific actions or making big decisions. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.